This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. This is going to sound like kind of an apocalyptic question, but it is all too real for the people of Puerto Rico right now. How do you get an already beaten down economy back up and running when there is literally no electricity? You cannot turn the lights on. By midday today, the entire island was without power in the wake of Hurricane Maria. There is massive flooding, damage to buildings and the public infrastructure besides the power grid. And the ramifications are only going to play out over the long economic term, as Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports.
2 weeks ago, Hurricane Irma knocked out power to two-thirds of Puerto Rico's electric customers. The power was mostly restored, then came Maria. Carlos Mercader is with the Puerto Rico Governor's Office in Washington, D.C.
We knew that the electric infrastructure in general, would get hit. Our main priority right now is to save lives. I cannot tell you what it's going to cost to repair the electric grids.
Puerto Rico's grid was already in bad shape, strapped for cash with millions in deferred maintenance.
You have an aging infrastructure.
Analyst Rick Donner at Moody's Investor Service covers the Puerto Rico Electric Power Authority, known as PREPA, which filed for bankruptcy last July.
PREPA has very high rates compared to the U.S. mainland, largely because of the high cost of oil. Most of their electricity is produced by oil-fired generation. To pay for significant capital improvements, that would necessitate even higher rates.
Which could hurt the slumping economy even more. Donner says PREPA's management and line workers actually did a good job shutting down operations before the storms hit, so there'd be less damage and a faster restart. But Mary Ellen Tai at Detwire Municipals says the recovery could be challenging.
PREPA has not been replacing older employees as they quit, so that there's some institutional knowledge that has walked out the door.
In fact, skilled workers have been walking out the door, migrating to the mainland U.S. for decades, creating a brain drain that might also make reconstruction more difficult. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.